Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. and we have our guest, Devin Johnson, in the studio today. And she is with the Wrangell Burial Association. So you can call in anytime to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Devin, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So so we're talking about Wrangell Burial Assistance, and this is a pretty new endeavor. Give me a sense of what exactly it's about. What is the financial support that you provide and the other assistance that you provide?
Okay, so we're actually super new. We're in the process of helping out our first family, so we're just feeling it out. Our goal right now is to help families financially when they are in the situation of having to, when they're responsible for covering cremations or burials or any responsibility involving death of a family member. So eventually we'd like to help out with who to call, what the next steps are, just when you're in that situation, there's a lot going on. So we want to be kind of a one-stop and help out as much as we can.
Okay. And so, you know, take this first family that you are looking to help. I mean, how did they reach out to you? What were their questions for you? How are you able to assist them?
Okay, we have an application. Mm-hmm. And so we're just having them fill out the application as best we can. We're just getting started. So in the future, we would hope to have family members or whoever's responsible financially to fill out the application, let us know what they... where they would like the support to go to, whether they'd like the check to go, or who they're using. But right now, since we're just getting started, this family in particular already paid for everything. So we're figuring out how we can help them out after the fact. So it's a little bit different than we expected, but we're just feeling each situation out as they come to us.
Yeah. And, you know, just give me a sense of what that can look like. How much money does it take to put on a funeral? What are all the expenses that are involved in that?
Well, I've actually only ever been involved in one. We lost my mom a few years ago, unexpectedly, and a lot of her niche and cremation costs fell where they were my responsibility to pay for. And that's not something we budgeted for and knew was coming. So it ended up being fairly expensive. And instead of grieving for her, we were more focused on, okay, well, how are we going to pay for this? How much does this cost? How much does that cost? And I don't know exactly costs of everything. I can tell you that we actually have her in the crematorium at one of the cemeteries, and that there's just different costs for different things: to open it, to close it, to put the ashes in the niche. There's just so many things you don't think about until you're in that situation. So I think costs just vary. And they add up, and they're just a lot more expensive than you would expect. At least in my shoes, I'd never thought about it prior.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's the importance of, you know, planning ahead or just knowing what that could look like once that day comes?
Well, it's huge. We also actually lost my great grandmother last year. And she was prepared for this and had her ducks in a row. And but the money to pay for everything still had to be paid now and up front. And the money to pay for the money that she had set aside for it, it is still not accessible. So, I'm sure that happens with several families, that it's just not there when you need it. And so, yeah, that's where we hope to help is when, I mean, even if a family member thinks they're prepared, sometimes the people responsible for putting it on don't get that money right then and there. And so it comes out of their pocket, whether they have it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So you're looking to, I mean, how much money are you hoping to pledge to this family?
We're right now, we have one more application to pay for. So we're still so new that I don't have a set number on what we're going to be able to give them. We actually were discussing it last night as a board. So we're going to help out as much as we can and also make sure we have enough money to pay for our applications and fees, and we're hoping to plan a few more fundraisers here soon. We have we're working on getting a donate button on our website, which is wrangleburialassistance.com. Mm-hmm. That has a lot of information on it right now. And then an account down at First Bank.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then just give me a sense of, you know, you mentioned your mom and you mentioned your great grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are you putting time and effort into doing this?
I didn't, after we lost my mom, I didn't realize it at the time, but I was in business mode. I was so focused on, okay, what's the next step? Who do we have to tell? Who do we have to call? What do we have to do? I wasn't focused on, it didn't actually hit me that I had lost her until a long time after. And I want to take that away from other families as much as possible. I want to help out as much as I can, relieve some of the financial stress that they're going through and be able to grieve and mourn and remember their loved ones like they're supposed to, instead of having to worry about financial, you know, responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, maybe give me a sense of who else.
Okay, so right now we are a board of six. And so I am the president. We have Tammy Meisner is our vice president. Rachel Harris is the treasurer. Darian Burley is the secretary, and our board directors are Loretta Rice and Keely Salverson. So we have a really great board right now, and they've really helped me. I had a vision of what I wanted to do, and they've really helped me pull it together and make it real life, and they've just been awesome and so helpful. I couldn't have done this without them.
Yeah, and so, I mean, so that looks like, you know, making the website, which looks really nice.
That's Rachel. She did that. It does look really good.
Yeah. There's that. And then do you all have a 501c3 status?
We're in the process of that right now.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and what other things, you know, have you done to get this off the ground, or what's in the near future?
There was several things needed to just even open our bank account. We're in the process of filing for the 501c3, I think it's called. And we had to get, I think, our business license and fill out and make the application. We're in the process of making a fillable application for the website, just planning fundraisers, and we want to keep money rolling in, so when unexpected tragedies or expected happen, we want to be prepared for that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've been asking you a little bit about numbers, but I mean, what is the amount of money you would really like to give to folks for the average funeral? What would be a good pledge to them?
You know, I don't know. I would love to cover everything for everyone if I could. I would be happy if we could help, I don't know, 700 to 1,000 per recipient.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, I would have to do more research on what the average funeral costs. I probably should know that, but I haven't been to a lot, so I'm not sure on that.
No, I mean, that's okay. I'm thinking that's a hefty number.
It is a lot. It's probably reaching a bit, but eventually, maybe down the road when we have a few fundraisers under our belt, we could help out with as much as possible.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a really good number. If you can provide that, I mean, it would go a long way.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we are with Devin Johnson. We're talking about Wrangell Burial Assistance, which is a brand new nonprofit in town. And you can call in and ask a question. That number is 874-2345. We will be back after a short break. All right, everybody, we are back. The time is 1:14. We have our guest, Devin Johnson, in the studio today, and she is with Wrangell Burial Assistance. So do give me a sense of, you mentioned that there were some other financial opportunities available for folks.
Right. Yeah. And actually, there are. I don't know a lot about them, but I know that there's more than I was aware of. We have it on our website here, our application. And I would just encourage everyone that if you are in that situation to do a bit of research or contact us and we'll do the research for you on what other financial assistance opportunities there are. For example, we just learned, we had a board meeting the other day, and I just learned that if you are an active member of the fire department, you qualify and you pass away, your family qualifies for a $10,000 grant to help with your funeral costs, as long as it doesn't happen in the line of duty. I think that's what was said.
Okay.
If you have any other questions, I guess you could contact Tim Buness or D.D. Spray.
But
yeah. There's so much you don't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So there are resources available to you financially.
Right.
And then there's a ton of people in town that can help you figure out this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a church, or even if you're not going to a church, the pastors have to deal with this stuff a lot. There's definitely a group.
They know the drill.
Yeah, they know the drill. Hospice of Wrangell, all those people know the drill. You know, a lot of people seem like they don't want to think about that stuff, and that's understandable. But there are a lot of people in town that have to think about that stuff for other people very often, and mm-hmm. they would love to help you out.
Right.
And you guys are a part of that crew now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would love to help out. I mean, and if it's not on our application, if we haven't talked about it, if it's not on our website, reach out to us. We're learning as we go, and maybe you're in a situation we don't know about, and we would love to add that to our website or application or offer that service of what you're needing. So if you have questions or advice, please reach out to us and let us know and help us out too.
Cool. Yeah. So it sounds like this is a brand new nonprofit. When did it come together?
After my mom passed and I was going through it, I was like, nobody deserves this stress. I know it's normal. It's part of life. Eventually, most people have to go through it. But if it just didn't seem fair to me at the time that I was stressing out about that. And so it's something I've kind of always wanted to do. And last year, I just one day just said, okay, I'm doing it, and reached out to the public and had some great volunteers to hop on the board. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. When did your mom pass?
Almost 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in June it'll be 3 years.
Okay. definitely. Yeah, so this has been on your mind. This has
been on my heart for a few years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, before you go, Devin, mm-hmm. let's talk about the chamber dinner. So you guys will be recognized. Just tell me a little bit about, you know, how you expect that evening to go for you, how the chamber even reached out to you about this.
Okay, Stephanie, their director, reached out and asked if we would be the guest of honor, which was a huge privilege. It's a huge privilege to us because we are so new. It's going to be a great opportunity to tell people we exist and that we're here to help and get our name out there in case anybody needs us. So I'm hoping that's what it does.
Okay, right on. So anybody that's going to the chamber dinner this Saturday will get to hear a lovely speech from you, I'm sure.
We'll see about lovely, but they're going to hear a speech.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope this helped out, you know?
It does, yeah.
This little
got
practice.
Some jitters out. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Okay, Devin, thank you so much.
Of course.
All right, the time is 1:19. You have been listening to Talk on the Rock. And as always, we will be back next week with another guest. See you then.